This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 27th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The evening skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are clear tonight, with a gentle breeze offering a respite from the day's warmth. In Haifa, expect a mild night, perfect for a stroll by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, Ashdod port became a forward position for the Navy during the war, maintaining Israel's supply chain under alarms. This comes from Israel Hayom, reported just 49 minutes ago. Also, MKs and ministers are reportedly seeking protection from Netanyahu instead of competing in primaries. This internal Likud tension was highlighted by Walla in the past 9 minutes. Also this hour, a couple who married during Operation with a Lion welcomed their daughter during Lion's Roar. Israel Hayom brought us this heartwarming story 43 minutes ago. Separately, Netanyahu is heading to Washington, D.C. to seek agreements on security needs amid differing priorities with Trump on Iran. This was covered by the Times of Israel earlier today. And finally, the IDF and Shin Bet have killed the Hamas internal security chief in a central Gaza strike. This development, reported by the Jerusalem Post just 19 minutes ago, highlights ongoing tensions. Here's what people are saying online. Mark Leibowitz, an automotive enthusiast, shared news about a classic 1962 Ford Thunderbird sports roadster just 18 minutes ago. Belaz News posted 20 minutes ago about the discovery of drawings of Adolf Hitler in a Hezbollah-sponsored school in southern Lebanon. Ynet Global reported 18 minutes ago on the passing of Aviezer Yari, an IDF general known for his Yom Kippur War. Warning, he died at 96. Let's go deeper, starting with Ashdod Port. During the conflict, the port became a pivotal position for the Israeli Navy, crucial in maintaining economic supply chains, despite ongoing alarms. Israel Hayom reports that European nations are taking note, seeking to learn from Israel's strategic use of its ports during wartime. This development underscores the port's significance and its role in future international military logistics. Turning to political tensions within Likud, Walla reports that some MKs and ministers are hesitant to run in the National List primaries, instead opting for Netanyahu's protection. This move could lead to a weakened position for Likud if internal democracy falters, potentially impacting their political strength in upcoming elections. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's trip to Washington comes as he seeks to align U.S. and Israeli security priorities. The Times of Israel notes he aims to secure support for Israel's security needs despite current differences with Trump on Iran policy. This visit may affect regional diplomacy, particularly regarding Iran's influence. In a related development, the IDF and Shin Bet targeted Wael Musa Khaled Ladawi in central Gaza. The Jerusalem Post details that his role involved gathering intelligence for terror activities. This strike, part of ongoing security operations, aims to disrupt terrorist planning and execution. And finally, the personal story of the couple in MDA who married during Operation with the Lion continues to touch hearts. Their daughter's birth during Lion's Roar symbolizes resilience and hope amidst adversity. This narrative, shared by Israel Hayom, resonates with many, highlighting personal triumphs amid conflict. Turning to business and markets. First, Israeli AI robotics startup Enigma has emerged from stealth with a $71 million seed round. CTech reports that the company, founded by former Unit 8200 researchers, is developing AI models aimed at enhancing robotic intelligence and deployment. Separately, Cato Networks has reached over $415 million in annual recurring revenue. Ynet Business attributes this growth to a surge in demand for its AI security platforms as enterprises seek robust cybersecurity solutions. And finally, Greece has approved the largest arms deal in Israel's history, valued at $4 billion. According to Walla Business, this deal with Rafael and the Israel Aerospace Industries will significantly enhance Greece's air defense capabilities within the next 3 years. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.